Columbus, W224EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Adult film actress Stormy Daniels is expected to testify today at former President Trump's criminal hush money trial. Prosecutors say the reason Trump falsified business records was to cover payments made to Daniels, who says she had a relationship with Trump, which he denies. Entering court this morning, the former president said his records were not falsified.
We didn't put it down as construction costs, the purchase of sheetrock, the electrical cost. The legal expense that we paid was put down as legal expense.
President Biden will speak today at the Holocaust Museum's Days of Remembrance ceremony. The White House, as part of his speech, will condemn the atrocities of October 7th. Israel's response to that attack continues. The military shut the border crossing into Rafah, leading to worries about a drop-off in humanitarian aid. This happening at the same time as ceasefire talks continue in Egypt. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A judge is throwing out a lawsuit challenging Wisconsin's new wolf management plan. Animal rights advocates accuse the Natural Resources Board of meeting without a quorum and collecting extra comments on the wolf plan from groups it supported. Judge Stephen Elke says the open meetings law doesn't apply to the meetings in question. Wisconsin could see a $90 million impact when the NFL draft comes to Green Bay next year. Tourism officials say it's important the benefits of the big event extend far beyond Titletown.
Making sure people know where they're going, know the good spots to eat, can get around well, and are, you know, really excited to come back.
Nick Meisner is with Discover Green Bay. He spoke at WYSN-TV's Up Front. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. Police are trying to find out who tagged 27 Madison school buses with black spray paint supporting Palestinians in Gaza. The buses were parked in a lot at First Student near the Beltline and Rimrock Road. Police say the vandals struck sometime between Wednesday night and Thursday morning. First Student says whoever did several thousand dollars worth of damage. Police say they want to hear from anyone who knows what happened. Mount Horeb School Superintendent is calling students and staff resilient as they returned to class yesterday. It was the first day of school in Mount Horeb since a former student brought a pellet gun outside the middle school last Wednesday. Superintendent Steve Salerno was at the middle school to greet students yesterday morning. He said staff spent much of the weekend preparing for Monday, making sure they set the right tone for the day. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers lose to the Royals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing 3-2 to the Royals. The threat of a severe thunderstorm forced moving up the start time of last night's game in Kansas City up by a half hour. The Brewers were leading 2-0 in the seventh when Pat Murphy made a controversial decision, sending in reliever Jared Koenig to the mound, who gave up a home run on the way to a three-run rally for KC.
I was second-guessing myself for not putting Koenig in there right now, knowing that it could be a shortened game with the weather coming. And unfortunately, we give up the home run and a two-strike home run, that non-executed pitch, and then they capitalize after that.
NFL, Jeff Hafley, the Packers' new defensive coordinator, met with reporters and talked about the team's new safety. He's the man they call X, short for Xavier McKinney.
Well, I'll just say it's been so nice to have X. What a pro. I mean, how hard he works, the communication, the way he is in the meeting rooms, the way he looks out for the younger guys.
That's Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. One or two of those could be strong to severe. Our high today around 70. The wind south to southwest at 10 to 20. Tonight, thunderstorms in the evening, then partly cloudy, 51. Tomorrow, sun in the morning, more thunderstorms in the afternoon and night with a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio? I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Crude and Dom.
Donald Trump is interviewing the celebrity apprentices that want to be his vice president, and he's back in court in New York. Tune in, Devil's Advocates. All the coverage you need.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 3 to 6.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
That's right, it's out in the open. And you're right, you know, Fox News called me an idiot. That was literally their headline. They called me an idiot.
Well, Fox News, broken
they told
Fox.
The truth.
What?
Wow. Aw, she was very upset about that.
Wow, we agree with Fox News. Marjorie Taylor Greene is, in fact, an idiot.
Mm-hmm. I just love, she's
making, like, hostage demands of Mike Johnson, mm-hmm. of Speaker God Warrior.
Yep.
Who does she think she is? I don't get it. She's like, frozen caveman lawmaker. I don't, just, doesn't she look, there's something going on that's just that is, very Barney Rubble. I can't even.
It's a prominent brow.
Yes, it is a prominent
Thank
brow.
You. Yeah. She laid out her demands to House Speaker Mike Johnson during a contentious meeting. She wanted a guarantee he will not pass more military aid for Ukraine, a pledge to defund Jack Smith.
He can't defund
and
Jack Smith.
Blah, 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 blah. Shut the up. Okay.
I wish you could just shut your big yapper!
Oh, this is kind of a happy story. Failed ringmaster Marjorie Taylor Greene puts GOP majority in jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
Fight, fight, fight. Big bag of rats. Mm-hmm. All equally awful. Her refusal to back down from her plans to force the ouster of Mike Johnson will cause a rupture in the Republican Party. Mm-hmm. Fight, fight, fight. Pro-rapist, pro-puppy shooting, pro-cancer. Horrible, horrible, horrible humans. Oh, that's why I wore my Republicans. They really are that horrible shirt today.
There
which
you
is
go.
Available at StephanieMiller.com.
I like the candy skulls on it.
Yeah.
It's festive.
Yeah.
Okay. Michael Steele was saying the far-right wing of the GOP caucus has turned the Republican majority into a circus with Green the ringmaster. She said Green doesn't care about the Republican majority. If she did, she would have listened to nearly every one of her Republican colleagues and other top Republican officials who urged her not to take this path. The lack of party unity could put the Republican majority in jeopardy. To which I say, hurrah!
Bully!
Bully on you! Yes, Jody Hamilton.
Uh-oh.
They will not be getting into the genitalia. The prosecutor lays guidelines for Stormy Daniels' testimony.
Ow! Boo! Boo!
Don't you hate it when I'm right?
Yes. Dan Crenshaw, Republican, also not a fan of Marjorie Taylor Greene.
She needs her time in the spotlight. You know, it's been a little while, and I think the one last-ditch effort to get a little attention is what she's looking for. There's not a lot of support for this. I don't know how many members would actually vote for it. I do know it won't pass. I think that's been made pretty clear that there's a very, very large and strong majority that will table the motion, meaning it's just it just reverses it so that we don't even vote on it.
Yeah. One analyst wrote, it shows her challenge to Mike Johnson shows the limits of MAGA's power if Donald Trump isn't directly involved.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hope this whole pathetic movement just collapses like a souffle when he goes away.
Mm-hmm.
Does the MAGA movement have the same control over the Republican Party when Trump isn't directly in the fray? Even Ted Cruz, the Republican Party's human weather vane, weasel, blasted the congresswoman's threats as unhelpful. Yeah. Wow, because that's the main word that comes to mind when I think of Ted Cruz. Just unhelpful as a carbon-based life form in every way. The clown car collection of MAGA personalities who orbit Trump is often both profoundly weird and remarkably inept. They suffered a collective humiliation in the 2022 midterms, and to which I say, keep going. Follow Sporkfoot right over that cliff.
Yeah. Yep. Keep being weird.
We're only keeping Austin weird.
Right.
They're keeping everything else weird.
And Portland. Yeah. Portland also says that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll see you in September Tom Hartman and Rachel Bitticoffer. That's going to be a fantastic show. We love our some Portland.
And it's going to be weird.
Yeah. Okay. Dan Crenshaw, some more.
It's based in what exactly? That Mike Johnson brought bills to the floor that were necessary for our national security that the vast majority of members wanted to vote on. So allowing the democratic process to move forward, our process that we have in our Constitution to move forward is apparently the crime of the century, according to these people, which warrants a motion to vacate.
Yes. One more, Dan Crenshaw.
Here's the problem. This happened with McCarthy, too. And they say that they're siding with Democrats about this uniparty. The real uniparty, by the way, is very clearly between the far left and the far right. And if they had their way, these are based on the votes they take, this is what would happen. We'd have no military. It would be defunded. We'd have no government. It would also be defunded. We'd have no intelligence agencies. We wouldn't be able to collect intelligence on our adversaries, foreign spies, terrorists, what have you. And they'd let Putin win in Ukraine and be on the border of former NATO countries. So just to lay out the reality of what their voting record would actually be.
Yeah.
Yeah. First thing that I agree with him.
There's a little truth.
yes.
Okay. One last one. Dan Crenshaw.
Marjorie Taylor Greene has never tried to lay out a plan to get border security done along with the supplemental package. I've done that. I worked for months to do that. A lot of us did. She has never. Tom Massie has never done anything on that front. She's never written any legislation on asylum reform or anything to do with border security. A lot of us have. And so they make it impossible for us to have any leverage with our very slim majority. And then they turn around and punish the speaker when they can't actually make a deal that we want. And then they say, it was all their fault. And this was then now the real patriots are taking over.
Hmm. Fight, fight, fight. Big bag of rats. Mm-hmm. Speaker
He's
Jeffries.
Right.
Speaker Amen. Jeffries. Speaker.
Crenshaw's right, though.
That'd be so fantastic if we had Speaker Jeffries before November. Okay. Anyway, happy Stormy Day to those who celebrate. So pretty.
Hold me closer, Stormy Daniels. Count the fragments on the highway. You're a maiden, she's a planet. Just judge you if we have to pay.
So pretty. Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. Chip in Kansas, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Chip.
Hello. Good morning.
Hello.
Hey, I just got a question. When Stormy testifies, is she going to talk about how he had pulled down the front of his diaper to expose a nub?
Whoa!
Or how the magazine made a thumping sound on the diaper?
Oh, God. Okay.
Oh, I can't see.
It's breakfast time.
God, I thought I was as gay as I was going to get. But
as Jody mentioned earlier,
yes.
We're not going to be talking about genitalia.
I just like calling it a nub. Okay. Kevin in D.C. Hello, Kev.
Well, good morning, everybody.
Hello.
I wanted to chime in on what you said about rich white guys whining that they can't tell certain jokes. It is indeed a weird phenomenon, whether it's Jerry Seinfeld or Jon Stewart or Bill Maher, Mr. Oh, it's so woke, over and over again.
Yeah.
Rod Schneider just got in trouble the other day. You can look it up online. He was so racist that even a Republican function kicked him out after 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Chappelle complained, oh, I can't tell my beloved trans jokes. And my basic point is, you know, people evolve. You know, once in a, you know, before in the honeymooners, you could tell a joke where you'd punch your wife up to the moon.
Right.
After all the years of knowing the abuse, that woman's stuff is not fun anymore. Blackface used to be, a curtain, you know, a knee slap.
By the way,
it's not fun anymore.
If you're a good comedian, there's lots of things to joke about. You don't have to make a trans joke.
Right.
You know? You are an example, Stephanie. You and most of the comedians that hang around you make a darn good living without making stupid trans jokes or punching down with racist jokes and so on and so forth. Evolve or die, MF-er.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line. Bill Burr makes very racially charged jokes, and a lot of black people swear by him, just to give an example. Use your intelligence. It's like when you get rich, your brain turns off, and you just want to be able to walk into a room and have people fall down laughing. That's not how it works, guy.
Right. You got to work for it.
Yeah.
Grow the F up.
Yeah. Well, I was talking about, because my friend went to see Bill Burr. Funny.
No.
I do not recommend that comedy tour.
I don't think he could sell at the bowl either.
But, I think he's funny. And, I was saying to Chris is a gay man, you know, I just curious his reaction. But he was saying, you have to understand middle-aged guys of a certain age, like, you know, taking the F word for gay man out of our vocabulary leaves a huge hole. And we're just trying to figure it out and catch up or, you know, whatever. And I guess my point yesterday was, he was saying sometimes they would use it. It wasn't even referring to a gay guy. It was just part of their vocabulary, you know.
Yeah.
But
I totally get that. I totally get that.
Yeah. It's a learning curve.
And Chris was saying is the way somebody uses it.
Right.
I contend as a white person, there's never a good excuse for a white person to use the N-word. I don't care if you're kidding, if you're this, if you're that.
Even when you're singing along to a song.
Right.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
No, thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. In my spinning classes, when they would play rap songs with the N-word, my sphincter would snap shut. This makes me awkward.
And I don't ever use because it's not necessary. I don't ever use the F-word for gay men. I don't use the C-word for women.
I do. But
I do.
Because I am one.
Yeah, I do all the time.
Oh, your staff does, too. Your staff does, too.
You should see what we just said about Kellyanne Conway during the break.
But the point is, you really don't, you will survive without saying certain things, and you can even make jokes, racially charged jokes, or whatever.
Yeah.
If you are brilliant, you know.
I mean, I think Bill Burr's point was that, you know, it's sort of a, what do you call it? Like a dude kind of macho thing. Remember Craig, my friend, I used to bike ride with him and a bunch of guys. Mm-hmm. And when one of them was falling behind, they'd be like, oh, what is your tampon loose today? Would you get sand in your vagina?
That's kind of funny.
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't be offended and go, that's so sexist, but I just thought it was funny.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like they used to call, like, guys a femme. That was another word, F word, for, you know, like, oh, you femme. I mean, I don't know. Chris was saying it's the way you say it. I mean, every gay man has heard the F word for gay man in a really hateful way.
Absolutely.
Every black person has probably heard the N word in a hateful way, right?
Well, let me ask you this. Do you know the comedian, and I thought she was funny, even though she said really racially charged stuff, Lisa Lampanelli?
Yes.
I can never pronounce it.
Lisa Lampanelli.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Until she had an infamous, when she retired, her last show, she, like, lost her mind. I don't know what happened that day. If you hear her rampage. But she did it in such a way that a lot of different groups, even they wanted to be included, because she would rip everyone.
Right.
So people kind of wanted to even join in. It's hard to describe. She could be borderline offensive, but she did it in a way that, as a black person, I just didn't take it. It's a way. It's an art.
Exactly.
And if you are a clever comedian, you will figure out how to do it.
Right.
If you're a whiny little bee like Bill Maher complains about Trump, then you will whine and complain.
Right. There's nothing clever about what Bill Maher says.
I think your point is you must go to Sexy Liberal right now and buy tickets to the only comedy tour that matters. Is that what you meant, Kevin?
If you want to know comedy, how it's done, where everyone has a laugh and you don't punch down, then damn right.
That's right. It's the punching up tour. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you for that assist. Max in City by the Bay in Denver. Max here, City by the Bay. You may have noticed I might be a little gay, winks at Chris. But, man, I can't wait to see Mama's beaver fly out from... Oh, I sometimes do
travel with one of the stuffed beavers that listeners have sent me.
All right.
At Denver Sexy Liberal. The last time I was almost interested in women's dangly bits was when Mama wore a pajamagram on air and she showed the world both of her flapjacks. I did not. What? I've never showed the world my flapjacks. Sadly, all my lesbian friends are busy, but I'm sure if we work hard enough, we can find her some Mile High fun at the show. Countdown, 1 week to the new knee, and then my highlight for the summer, Denver Sexy Liberal and Pride. Stay safe, stay strong, hug Bonnie, maybe Clyde. Given the opportunity, please bitch slap Governor Noem. Max, City of Bay. Denver, we will see you in June.
Yeah.
Oh, Seattle and Denver weekend. In June.
Pride weekend at Denver.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so it's going to be
off the chain, as the kids say. Okay. Yeah,
there are going to be unicorns farting rainbow glitter.
Oh, my God. It's going to be fantastic. Get those tickets. SexyLiberal.com. 20 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Modi's Nature. I got more support emails than ever when I explained the nighttime migratory patterns of the Shorkie, the North American Shorkie.
All right.
Yeah, Bonnie and Clyde. Uh-huh. And my struggle to find even a tiny corner of a bed or pillow in my house. In which I can sleep. I think, you know what it is, Chris? I think they're chasing me around to try and say thank you. That's why Mr. and Mrs. Kisses kiss so much, because they're like, thank you so much for the best dog food in the world for Nature's Blend.
Well, that's why Bonnie wakes you up with a single
bleh. Is it time for Nature's Bleh? Uh-huh. Blend?
That's what she's saying.
Yeah. It is the best dog food in the world and the best kitty food, Nature's Feast.
Yeah.
Dr. Marty is a miracle worker, according to Forbes magazine. This is real food. Right? You wouldn't feed your regular kids like kibble. No. This is real. Thank you, Jody. This is real food.
Gross.
Turkey, beef, duck, salmon, superfoods, right? Kale, spinach, name it, sweet potatoes, blueberries. It is raw. It is freeze-dried. It's not that stuff in a pouch and you got it comes frozen and you got to defrost and it's gloppy and it's, yeah. Nature's Blend, freeze-dried, raw, optimum amount of nutrients for your dog, for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they find irresistible. 54% off right now, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
I don't mean to ignore your strange monologue, but I can't take my eyes off her.
Stephanie Miller.
This enchanting vision. The moment I saw her, I felt as if I'd met her before.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99 and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live.
It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
The road construction season is underway, and you've probably noticed orange cones and barrels are back too. The world's leading manufacturer of these safety products is Lakeside Plastics. The family-owned business is based in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Do you know why the cones were originally created more than 75 years ago? As a safety marker to keep drivers away from newly painted lines on the road, as an object for drivers to weave around, to mark the tops of houses for small airplane pilots. The answer's coming up.
Message that we can get out. We need to have a safe work zone.
Safety is number one for Eric Gwitt. He's the I-41 project supervisor for the work between Deep Here and Appleton, where you'll be seeing a lot of those orange cones. Did you guess why the cones were originally created? To keep drivers away from wet paint lines on the road. Now, cones like those made at Lakeside Plastics in Oshkosh warn about any kinds of hazards ahead. That is one safe slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Well, she's sexy. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Charlie Pierce coming up bottom of the hour. Allison Gill for the hour.
Yeah.
Happy stormy day to those who celebrate. Huh? Yeah, exactly. We have... Ooh, stormy.
Bribers on the stormy. Bribers on the stormy. Make a fake account today. See that she gets paid. Our support it will all end if they learn he wears depends. Bribers on the stormy. Yeah.
Wow. Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike.
The Doors.
A medley. It's a stormy medley today.
Yes.
Legal analyst Norm Eisen says Alvin Bragg's office is greatly outpacing Trump's defense team. He said the prosecution seems well on its way to winning. Bragg's lawyers are racking up points. He said Alvin Bragg is amassing even more evidence, a series of witnesses, documents, and other evidence, even audio tapes attesting to each specific aspect of both the alleged conspiracy and the cover-up. For example, Pecker. Pecker's back. And former White House Communications Director Hope Hicks did testify to the jury that they spoke to Trump, illuminating his intent for the jury. They're calling the most damning evidence yet unveiled by Trump's prosecutors. They showed a series of documents that they were described as the most damning yet. The documents related to the Trump Org scheme to reimburse Michael Cohen for shelling out hush money to Stormy Daniels. One showed Trump Organization officials making calculations on a piece of paper with the Trump Organization letterhead about how to pay back Cohen. What does Fragile always say? Illegal, we did.
Right. Yeah,
written
it's written
down
in a folder.
There. On the company letterhead. Yeah. One showed Trump Organization officials making calculations on a piece of paper about how to pay Cohen back. We're seeing the white corporate notepad that says Trump at the top. It shows the cover-up math. This is the most damning bit of evidence yet. And by the way, another analyst wrote a piece that I just said, hush money trial lawyers are using a defense too dumb even for the Trump base.
Yep.
That he didn't know them, has never met them.
Yeah.
I mean, oh my God, can you imagine being the lawyer that has to say that?
Nope.
Charlie Pierce, next. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo.
listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will hear arguments over the city of Racine's use of a van to facilitate absentee voting during the fall primary in 2022. A Racine County judge ruled in January that using the van was illegal. He also found the van stopped mostly in Democratic-leaning neighborhoods. Today is World Asthma Day, and this week is Air Quality Awareness Week. Travis Knudsen is with the Lane Regional Air Protection Agency. He says vulnerable people might need to schedule their time outdoors this summer.
Maybe when our air quality is bad, we reconsider those outdoor activities and instead just stay inside with a HEPA air purifier running.
Wildfire smoke can cause GIs, coughing, and short-term breathing difficulty. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is news from WMDX Madison. The owner of the Village Hearth Bakery in Sun Prairie faces more than $250,000 in federal fines for worker safety violations. The U.S. Labor Department says OSHA inspectors found 6 serious violations and 2 repeat violations during inspections in November and March. Those inspections were prompted after an employee suffered disabling injuries last October. The Labor Department documented several cases of neglect. 2 student groups at the UW-Madison are temporarily suspended while officials look into their alleged involvement in protests at Saturday's Dane County Farmers Market. Members of Mecca de UW-Madison and anti-colonial scientists are accused of endorsing violence and anti-Semitism in messages written in chalk. The UW says the allegations have not been proven. The university's Committee on Student Organizations is investigating. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
I'm Pete with a 60-second showbiz beat. Hollywood's first contribution to summer blockbuster season is The Fall Guy. The movie is a little too full of itself. As one would expect, there are great stunts and fun action scenes interwoven with complete silliness and ridiculousness, including Emily Blunt singing a karaoke song from another movie. If you're looking for silly escapism and can muscle through sappy dialogue, you might like The Fall Guy. America's getting 40% less sex than it did in 2000, at least when it comes to the movies. According to a study for The Economist, data scientist Stephen Follows found that the biggest dips in on-screen friskiness have been seen in action and thriller movies. Romance films have seen the smallest decline. The same study says there's actually been an uptick in violence and that drug use and profanity are still alive and well in the movies. In a related story, the pornography industry has grown by 7,000,000%. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwalbe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. One or two of those could be strong to severe. Our high today around 70. The wind south to southwest at 10 to 20. Tonight, thunderstorms in the evening, then partly cloudy, 51. Tomorrow, sun in the morning, more thunderstorms in the afternoon and night with a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Maggie Dawn.
On my next show, I'll be interviewing 14th Assembly District candidate Brady Coulthard. I'm also going to break down Trump's interview with Time Magazine. Gotta back check the heck out of that one.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Let's take a moment of happy clappy with Marie in Atlanta about jail time for Trump. Hi, Marie.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes.
So here's the happy clappy picture. Uh-huh. If Trump gets put in jail, mm-hmm. and Marshawn wants to do it to get his attention,
yes.
what he should do is put him in during lunch hour. Here's why. There's no cameras in the courtroom. He's not going to get some picture that he can then use for fundraising right. of him being led into the back. Number two, it's a small space, so his Secret Service detail, it's not like they're going to have a big problem with managing him in this very, very small space. Number three, he's kind of germophobic, and I can tell you that if the courtroom is cold, the holding cell area yeah. tends to be much colder. Because inmates aren't always really good about personal hygiene.
What?
And it's an attempt to keep the smell down.
Yeah.
So he'll be really cold. And worse than that, there is no jail I've ever been in to visit clients or interview witnesses where the food does not smell off.
Yeah. Oh.
It may not be rancid, but it always smells
off. Oh, my God. Imagine
off.
Just
like,
he's going to win smelliest in his cell block because that...
That bologna is just starting to turn.
Oh, uh-huh. That poopy diaper's going to...
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk to our good friend, shall we?
There's only one man now that understands. And that's the author of Idiot America.
Pierce.
Charlie Pierce, political columnist for Esquire.com.
Why is everybody always laughing with me?
Hi, Charlie Pierce.
Hello. Good morning, Star Trek.
I've already quoted you this morning that mollycoddling has been bandied, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Charlie Pierce has bandied mollycoddling. You said about Judge.
Every now and then, I flash back to Little House on the Prairie in my vocabulary. I don't know why that is.
But you quoted Judge Marchand acknowledged jailing Trump was the last thing he wanted to do, but explained it was his responsibility to protect the dignity of the justice system. He said jailing Mr. Trump would be a last resort. You are former president of the United States, possibly the next president as well. And you just said, I'm sure he's doing all he can with a difficult case, but to say nothing of an unhinged defendant. But what the hell is Judge Marchand doing with this mollycoddling?
Hey.
I mean, I agree with you, Charlie. Like, I keep saying, you know, it's not just, oh, we want to see him in jail. I do, for all his many crimes. But this is just the rule of law, for people to believe that we have any rule of law that applies to all of us.
Well, yeah, I mean, this would be the last resort. Why wasn't it the third resort, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
right.
It's not like, you know, you still have to make up your mind. And it's not like he's not going to do it again.
Well, this was 10 times yesterday, and then this morning he tweets about Stormy Daniels and then deletes it. And I'm like, is that like, oh, just put the tip in for a minute? Is it? Remember, that's what they tried to say about the treason? Like, oh, it was only for a few minutes the classified documents were. Oh, I see. So just the treason tip was put in for a second. I mean, it's still breaking the gag order, right? Even if he deleted the truth or whatever the hell it was.
Well, yeah. I mean, I didn't know. That he had done that this morning, but you know, what is that? What is that? I mean, this is a 4-year-old kid who can't keep from touching the stove when you tell him not to.
Right.
Yeah. No, I well, and first of all, the troth, whatever you call those things, was so stupid. It was like, oh, I was just told who the witness is today, and my lawyers have no time to prepare. Really? In the hush money porn star case, they had no idea the porn star. Was going to be testifying. I mean, everything he says is a lie. I mean, that's the other thing that's hard to, you know, I think.
It's not just that. Everything he says is a demonstrable lie.
Right.
It's an easily debunked lie.
And he keeps trying to say that he can't testify or he can't answer any questions because of the gag order.
He can't testify because of the gag order.
Yeah, no.
Right.
That's not a thing.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. By the way, could you take your organ out for me, Chris? I love your former Catholic girl, I love your Catholic boy. Not just Catholic boy, your altar boy stories. You said, I do not tell my funny altar boy stories much anymore, but I have quite a few of them. There's a time I nearly fainted on the groom in the middle of a hot July wedding. As the priest was reading a couple their obligations to each other, the groom kept glancing over while I stood there swaying in front of him. I hope their marriage was canonologically correct. Then far more sacrilegiously, we used to scuff our rubber-soled stools on the altar carpet, and then at communion we would touch the communicants on the chin with the with the metal plate used to catch the host if it fell, and then you let static electricity take care of the
rest.
Great
way to meet chicks, by the way.
You said hell has booked your rooms long ago. Yes, I think my brother had altar boy tomfoolery stories as well. But
Man, I remember I dropped a bell one time.
Oh no!
And we had three like stone steps up to the altar, and I was kneeling down. It was like 6 o'clock in the morning or something. And I was half asleep, and I just let go, and the bell kind of bounced down three steps.
That might be a good way to keep Trump awake in trial. I was going to say it.
It brought the 23 people who were there for early mass back to life very quickly.
Bob Seska had a good idea too. Maybe like a sports, like an air horn, to wake him up when he's sleeping.
Sure.
His lawyers might just howl.
A boat horn.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. I mean, we figure out some kind of device we can wire him up to.
Yeah.
Shock collar.
Exactly. Anyway, your stories were in service of your piece. Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene are theologians now. Say more about that.
Well, no, that was when, you know, that they're sticking to the ancient, you know, the mother of all anti-Semitic tropes, which is that the Jews killed Jesus.
Right. Yeah.
And they voted against a bill, you know, which was, you know, kind of a, you know, performance-based bill anyway, condemning anti-Semitism, because they're afraid that if they read the New Testament, you know, they'll wind up, you know, getting thrown in jail or fined or something because they're being anti-Semitic, which is, it's just stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're dragging behind the institutional Roman Catholic Church in common sense, you've really strayed pretty far from the fact.
Yeah. I mean, Marjorie Taylor Greene, who has lunch with, you know, Holocaust deniers and Nazis, has the nerve to criticize Joe Biden on, you know, Gaza or anything else. I mean, it's just, it's so ridiculous, you know.
Who also apparently had her old CrossFit instructor over for lunch, if you know what I mean. Mm. And I think you do.
Charlie Louise. So this, I mean, obviously illegal, you know, analysts are saying, I'm not a lawyer, and this seems like a slam dunk to me, this hush money case that they've built so far. What are your observations?
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know the ins and outs of New York fraud law, but anybody who thinks that he didn't use Michael Cohen to pay off Stormy Daniels to keep her mouth shut at this point is dreaming. I mean, that case is proven three or four times.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I keep saying this. The decision by Trump to forbid his hush money trial legal team from admitting that he had multiple adulterous affairs while suggesting his trial is part of a grand conspiracy is likely falling on deaf ears in the jury box, according to one analyst. It's common knowledge Trump committing adultery is the elephant in the room, which makes Trump's lawyers look foolish at best and liars at worst. She writes, the defense team has adopted Trump's favorite tactic of floating conspiracy theories to explain away the mounting pile of evidence against him. In some cases, they may be trying to convince at least one juror the conspiracy theory is the same as reasonable doubt. For some reason, Trump seems to believe his followers need a story to tell to claim he's innocent of everything about him during this trial, even though he very obviously isn't. That's what's fantastic. There's all this evidence.
Well,
I'm a flawed guy and I blah, yeah, it'd be nothing. But he's got to go do the Roy Cohn, right?
Right. Well, that's exactly right. And that's exactly the source of it. But one thing you have to remember about this particular trial, this is a jury full of New Yorkers. They've watched this guy's act for 50 years.
Yeah.
I mean, they know what he was all about.
Yeah.
I mean, they amused themselves by reading the New York Post every morning.
Charlie, long before I did talk radio, when I did Morning Drive on Hot 97, everybody.
Good buddy, everybody.
Yeah, the late 80s. I'll never forget the whole, you know, cover of the Post, you know, Trump saying Marla Maple's just a friend. And I remember then going, and I didn't even talk about politics then. I was like, this guy's a liar. Like, come on. Marla's just a friend. And then the cut to, like, literally a minute later, he's marrying Marla Maple. It's just like, he's always been such a slimy liar.
No, as we said, an easily demonstrable one. Yeah. But, you know, this jury knows his act, okay? this jury is not going to give him the benefit of any doubt.
Yeah.
Because, he's been a figure of great entertainment for decades.
Yeah. It's crazy me. I don't like my president to be entertainment. I just want him to, do for people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we have the Congress for that.
Yeah.
But let's talk about his base. MAGA, just the end of this analysis, MAGA may not love that their leader's on trial, but the conspiracy theories he's floating are so asinine, even his most shameless hype men are shying away from repeating them. It turns out there's conspiracy theories that are too dumb for even the Trump base to embrace. The disconnect also suggests that Trump's self-absorption is causing him to lose sight of what exactly his followers want from him. I feel like they're kind of like high five about banging up rock star and the Playboy or the porn star and the Playboy model. Like, what? It's interesting that this is the only trial he's running away from, right? The other stuff he's embracing, January 6th and documents,
he's running as a, some sort of a weird constitutional martyr.
Right.
Except for this case where he could be running as, New York stud.
Right.
This was an easy hit in front of.
Right. But this is...
I really was. Hey, I screwed up a lot, and by the way, nudge, wink, wink, you'd do it too if you had the chance.
Right, right. I mean, just the end of this piece, the big lie is beloved because it tells them a story where they aren't outnumbered by Americans who disagree with them. But why should they care if Trump breaks the law and cheats on his wife? That was always part of his appeal. That he would deny it at this late date is odd and suggests he's really becoming unmoored, not just from reality, but his own relationship to his base. I mean, that's the question we keep asking. What would make him lose his base? I mean, there is polling showing a chunk, if he's convicted, which he certainly looks on his way to be, would fall away. So I don't know what you think.
Well, I'd be careful about using the phrase chunks falling away in reference to him, but that's neither here nor there. I don't know. It just seems to me, like I said before, it seems to me like this was an easy one to get in front of. I mean, he could have copped to this during the campaign.
Right. I mean, just like they played that apology, quote unquote, after the Access Hollywood. And he tried all that with that. Oh, conspiracy theory wasn't really me. Oh, it was green screen something. And then he was like, I'm a flawed man. It certainly doesn't. Anyone that knows me knows it doesn't reflect who I am. I'm like, oh, my God, it reflects exactly. But, he did the, I'm sorry, I was wrong, whatever. But you're right. He didn't inexplicably, especially for a court of law, he didn't do that here. He's literally.
I mean, at the point that the Access Hollywood tape broke, he was going to win the nomination.
Right.
Yeah.
The Republican Party wasn't ready to stop him anymore. I mean, who was going to step up?
Yeah.
Ted Cruz?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. I do think he's becoming more and more unmoored from reality. I mean, we shall see. Charlie,
he wasn't very well moored to start with.
No, lot of mooring in the first place.
He was rocking away by the dock there.
Yeah. All right, Charlie, we can't wait for Boston Sexy Liberal.
Yes.
July. Listen, you guys are going to Madison this weekend, right?
Yes.
That's right. And you have ties to Madison as well.
I do. Say hi to John Nichols for me.
I sure will. We sure will.
He is a good man.
Yes.
And this is the birthplace of Sexy Liberal, right?
Mm-hmm. Indeed it is. And of unions. And Representative Mark Pocan will be joining us as well.
Pocan.
Oh, that's good. He's very good. He's one of Tom Hartman's
regulars.
Traveling group of comedians.
Yes, and as Chris would say, he's a homo.
Yes. Okay. Yes, he is.
All right. Love you, Charlie. See you next week.
They've got a senator and a congressman.
I know.
Who are gay homosexual Americans.
We got the nicest no ever from Tammy Baldwin.
Yeah.
Very sweet.
It sounded like she really did want to do it. She just can't.
She's absolutely inexplicable. She's so nice and so grounded.
Yeah.
And yet she's this fundraising juggernaut.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. No, I've met her before.
I can't figure her out. I mean, I watched her in a debate the last time I was out there. I went to a debate that she had against the nutball that ran against her last time, and she was so even-tempered.
I know.
And nice, and then, she wins by like 23 points.
Sure, yeah.
I met her and Billie Jean King at the same time, that big, Democratic Les thing was fantastic. Anyway, she was, I think I had a legitimate scheduling thing, which she would love to be there. So next time we will do it.
She probably has to go be a senator.
Probably.
Some senator type of stuff. Yeah.
She heard about the Boberting demonstration. Well. Okay. Love you, Charlie.
See, that's gonna cost you some guests, I think, but I think it's worth it.
I think it's worth it, too.
That's going to peel away some swing voters. Okay.
Yeah, Barbara Mikulski wouldn't be too happy with it.
Well, it's going to peel away something. I have no idea what.
Peel his pal's banana.
Yeah.
Bye. Love you.
Thanks.
See ya.
Thanks,
bye
really.
Now.
50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by My Sexy Liberal Save the World Cozier Travel Pajamas. They're not actually different pajamas than ones I wear at home. It's just those are the ones I travel with.
Yeah, because they're comfy.
Yes, and I'm wearing the long sleeve because it's going to be in the 40s at night in Medicine. And just saying, and my sheets, so soft. You know, a lot of people travel with sheets, I'm telling you, right? You don't like scratch. You can't. It's hard. It's like sleeping on sandpaper when you go somewhere else.
Scritch.
You can have soothing, blissful sleep at home or away by visiting Cozier.com. Use my exclusive code Miller to save 35% at checkout. Cozier sheets made from viscose from bamboo, famous for its temperature regulating qualities. That's why koalas always look so happy. Or pandas. What am I saying?
Pandas.
Yeah.
Pandas eat bamboo.
Yeah. Okay. Seriously, Cozier's cool, decadent softness surpasses even the finest resort sheets. Tuck your Cozier sheets, your jammies, and hit the road. Oh, here's another. Cozier bamboo joggers and pullover. That's a really comfy, cozy travel outfit. And you look so stylish.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Cozy Earth can turn every waking and sleeping moment into pure luxurious bliss. Use my code Miller at CozyEarth.com for 35% off.
Here's Stephanie Miller.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Hey, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. All right, we have all had that moment where it is hard to resist an impulse purchase. Last year, I bought this heart-shaped waffle maker because I was like, won't that make Saturday morning so much fun? Well, it turns out when you don't use the darn thing, you don't have that much fun. So here are two ideas to help all of us cut back on spur-of-the-moment spending. First, unfollow your favorite brands on social media. Last year, companies spent $68 billion advertising to us on social media. They know that stuff works. And second, make a wish list. I love this. I keep mine in the notes section on my phone. When I see something in a store or online, and I didn't have a plan to buy it, but I really want it, I put it on my wish list, and if I still want it a week later, I check my budget and I see if I can afford it. Somehow, I don't think the waffle maker would have made the cut. For more tips on spending less and making more, head on over to workmoney.org. Take good care.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
A farmer from just outside of Madison found something unusual while picking rocks from his field in preparation for spring planting. A meteorite. Yes, Jim Koch found a 110-pound meteorite. UW scientists confirm it is indeed a meteorite made of iron and nickel, and it may have been created in the solar system more than 4 billion years ago. This is the only meteorite ever discovered in Dane County, though 13 others have been found in other parts of the state. This particular one is now on display at the UW Geology Museum on West Dayton Street in Madison. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Stephanie Miller.
Shake it up. Shake it up. Shake it up.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Diana in Dallas. Hi, Diana.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to give you my love from Dallas.
Thank you.
I'm actually in rural Dallas. I live in Melissa, Texas. And, yeah. So,
wow.
I'm a fellow lesbian.
Oh.
And, you know, yeah. Oh, yeah. But, you know, my family doesn't care, Anyway, it's a good life. But anyway, yeah, so I just wanted to give you my love. I love the Progress Channel. And I just, I'm a hairdresser, and I have so many conservative, ultra-conservative clients.
Yep.
And I just want to scream at them and say, change the channel, people.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there are a lot of Fox News people. And
yeah. Yeah. See, you're a better woman than if I were you. If I were you, I'd go all weird Barbie on their ass. I'd make them look like weird Barbie.
Well, it's tempting, believe me. But, you know, it's also my business.
You also like the money.
I understand. Yeah. All right.
I do stand up. I do stand up for some things, of course. But I just, I automatically throw out there, I agree to disagree. We need to shut our mouths. So
yep.
There
all
we
right.
go.
All right. But, all right. You hang in.
I'm
go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you.
Will you hang in there? We love you.
Thank
Sending
you
big love from Big Leslie. Okay. Big Leslie love from L.A.
Yeah.
There you go.
Right there to Melissa, Texas. Is that what she said it was?
Ron wanted me to to tweet a picture of Weird Barbie and say, I don't know who Ron booked for hair and makeup for this sexy liberal tour, but this is me. You know, what's her name? Kate McKinnon. Okay. Well, let's go to Ron in comedy.
Well,
Sue
I mean,
in Rockville.
Bless his heart.
He's like, that's funny.
Hey,
go ahead.
I just want to say it's interesting to me because women get more radical with age while men tend to get more conservative. It's so interesting. I don't know whether it's that men like Jon Stewart and David Plouffe start worrying about their legacies and so they start to, you know, equivocate and act stupid and give up on the fundamentals of what liberty and democracy in this country are.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that. And women, we like to control our own vaginas.
Thanks.
Crazy like that. Allison Gill next.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, how do we talk to people with whom we disagree? Political psychiatrist Dr. Karen Demarius joins us. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 11.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert, the ear.
Right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.